Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Finishing out the week. I was going to say rounding out, but that didn't sound right. Finishing the week. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in. No, I don't. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Next week, Scott Blick is going to be on with me again. And we're going to talk some more about ammunition. Ammunition is, you know, paramount to being a gun guy. It is. And, you know, for all of those that want to label us as mass atrocities in the waiting, I want them to make a big list, even though the bill has no chance of going forward. And Ammunition Depot has pledged to do this with me. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. You know, we're in place, Chicago. This is all about Chicago. In Chicago, they have finally gotten concealed carry, and citizens now have an option as to whether or not they want to carry a gun to defend themselves should they need it. We have seen a few examples of them doing that successfully and proficiently here recently. But in any place, no matter where it's at, in any circumstance, whenever you go to a place where it is, where shall issue becomes law of the land, in the middle of them are going to be gun-free zones. Okay? This means that, take for example in Chicago, what the gun-free zone in Chicago is mass transit. The elevated train, as an example. So people that want to carry a gun all day long can't carry it if they're using mass transit, which is pretty stupid. They can carry it out in the open, but when they're in a box that is moving, they can't carry a gun. Now, why is that important? This past Sunday on Mother's Day, for the second time in 2 weeks, a woman was attacked and raped on a Chicago elevated train. We get told that we're safer because you can't carry self-defense guns in certain places that they deem important enough to not have self-defense guns in place. Concealed carry lowers crime rates everywhere except where they are gun-free zones. and mass transit is one of these places. Here's my question, Chicago. If you're going to make gun-free zones out there, especially with women, let's not mess around here. Let's make it easier, because you're making it real easy already. Women, if you get on a Chicago elevated train, you should be handcuffed, wrist and ankle, and just make it easier. Just throw you to the rapist sacrifices. Because that's what they're saying. We don't think that you need a gun here. Even though you're getting raped here, we don't think you need a gun here. Even though you're getting assaulted here, we don't think you need a gun here. Every day, and not just in Chicago, but in lots of places, every day thousands of vulnerable people board mass transit systems because they have no choice. They live in a place where you can't get parking, you know, the big city, all that other fun stuff. They live all over the place where they, you know, you can't have a car. Maybe they can't afford a car. Maybe they can't afford the parking. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. They rely on mass transit. And if they have, shall issue, and then they want to get on mass transit, then they have to, you know, that riding on the mass transit system in Chicago shapes everybody's whole day that rides on it. They need to be given a choice. Everybody everywhere should really have the choice. There's some people that don't want you to have the choice. I'm pretty sure they probably exercise the choice, but, you know, that's all beside the point. Everybody should be given a choice as to whether or not they want to defend themselves. Should not be up to some politician who doesn't ride mass transit. That shouldn't be up to them. Mass transit system should not be a smorgasbord of free crime. It shouldn't be some place where, you know, you ride at your own risk. And yet, it is. It is. I have an issue with that. I have an issue with that. Not because I'm sexist and I think all, you know, I think, I think all of us should have a choice about protecting ourselves against unwanted, unwarranted, unprovoked attack. And these politicians who don't have to do anything that they legislate about, getting out there and passing on judgments from on high, just infuriates me. I am sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I feel that way. I'm very sorry I feel that way. Second time in 2 weeks, a woman raped on a train. You would have to imagine that on that train, there was probably other people, wouldn't you? Yeah? You would have to imagine there was probably witnesses to this, wouldn't you? Yeah. Did anybody rise up to stop it? Did anybody rise up and say, hey, what are you doing? No. No. Apparently, well, okay, I'm saying no, but I don't know, to be honest with you. But that's like saying you got on an elevator full of people and you got raped on the elevator. How did nobody not see it? How did nobody, how is it that it didn't get stopped in you know, as soon as the attack began? How? And to compound it all, you can't, people of Chicago are told they can't take a gun onto mass transit because we want to keep you safe. We want to make you safer by making you defenseless. You are harmless to criminals. If criminals come up and stick a gun in your face and tell you to take off your clothes, ladies, and lay down and get ready for the sexual assault, they're breaking so many laws. Take comfort in that. Because that's what the politicians are telling you to do. And it isn't like I can tell anybody anywhere in a city like that. I've never lived in a city like that. I have no concept of what it's like to live in a city like that. And I wouldn't. Some people are born in it, you know. They don't have any choice. I don't have any concept. So I don't know what that's like. I don't know what this herd mentality is like. I'm lucky that I don't know that. But ladies, by all means, rise up. Rise up. Your politicians are telling you. And most of you don't even know it. You're not paying attention. That's the part that incenses me the most. That you don't know that this happens on a daily basis across the country. On a daily basis across the country, you got a lot of people pontificating from on high. They're never going to have to live the way you live. Go the way you go. Work the way you work. Travel the way you travel. Telling you how to do each and every one of those things. And along the way, they tell you you can't have a gun to defend yourself while you're going about your daily business. So, this is how you do it, and this is what you can't have. And you don't even know I said it. Just obey, okay? Go over there. That's where the grass is, sheep. Go over there. You aren't sheep. You're humans. You're the thinkers. You have the reasoning capacity. Use that. Exploit it. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot, you know, these guys have been sort of like a diamond lost in the rough. You've heard of all the other big, so-called big purveyors. You go to Ammunition Depot and you look at their selection and realize this. Everything that you see is in stock. It's not a picture for you to click on it and order it, and they'll say, we'll let you know when it's in stock. No. It's available. If it's on the website, that means it's available. You pay, it's shipped. It's happening every day. You guys had a taste of it the other day. Some of you got a hold of it that I know of. Some of you didn't do it with the coupon code, but that's okay because it's a pretty crazy price they already sell it at anyway. AmmunitionDepot.com. Recent headline out of Chicago. Mother loses second son to gun violence in Roseland shooting. One other killed, one injured. When everybody was being caught, you know, swept away in the tsunami of Freddie Gray revelations and everything else, Freddie Gray's friends were doing what they do best, away from the protests, that Boston gun violence continues. As a matter of fact, it has gone up over what it was last year. An opinion piece out of New York offers an attempt to find a cure there, a holistic approach to reducing gun violence. The mainstream media in the big cities, the coastal cities, and their northeastern counterparts, and their equally compromised allies in the field of public health, and like-minded politicians that seem to come from everywhere, they've all rallied around continuing to try to push the abject fiction of gun violence, as if the argument has any logical merit at all. This is object violence. Okay? When you say gun violence, you're taking part in object violence. This is an object violence discussion we're in then. Now, when somebody is intentionally, you know, at South by Southwest, we had this incident where I saw somebody run over a bunch of people with a minivan. That was not the beginning of the deluge of minivan violence. The car industry is not ever characterized. They're never claimed to be culpable in anything when somebody uses one of their products to commit a crime. Nor do we attempt, once that happens, to constrict the ability of other drivers to buy and drive any particular car that may get used. You know, the BMWs didn't get banned after Elliot Rodgers. When someone is intentionally beaten with a bat, we do not call upon the Louisville Slugger Company or any other larger baseball industry company and insist that they are culpable in the misuse of their product. I can go down the list if you want me to. Mailboxes, tire irons, hands and feet. I mean, we can go down the list of the further examples over and over and over again. I don't think that we need to do that. I think you sort of get the total idiocy of their argument. These people that make this argument are totalitarian control freakazoids. And they're attempting to turn a criminal violence issue into an object violence issue because this serves an end. This is the thing that this is the wind at this, you know, the wind in their sails for you. They seek to blame objects that are owned by more than 100 million of us on a daily basis. They're used for sport and sustenance and personal protection billions of times each year, and that's all based upon ammunition consumption. Because if they successfully press this argument, they can twist the actions of the criminal few to disarm the law-abiding masses. And that's what they ultimately want. The totalitarian desire to disarm the good and decent people of the United States because we have a federal government that grows more corrupt and lawless every day, and this should be striking fear into the hearts of decent people, whether you own a gun or not, whether you want a gun or not. The mere fact that they want us disarmed, you should be cowering. If you don't own a gun, you should be cowering in the shadows. If you own a gun, well, lube it up and load it. Because this is what they're pressing. Time and time again throughout history, whenever a people have been disarmed, the people of a country have been disarmed, that has led to tyranny. And then that's led to government-led genocide. Murder by government is called democide. Democide, Democrat, huh? I don't know. It may seem like some giant leap from the false promises of peace through disarmament to democide, but history does not lie. You've got 262 million dead people murdered by their own governments in the 20th century. In modern times, folks, typically their crimes were nothing more than they were the wrong race, they were the wrong ethnic group, they had the wrong ideological persuasion, they were a member of the wrong political party when the other political party took power, they had the wrong friends or family members, or they simply were in the wrong place at the wrong time when the purge began. They were swept up by a democidal wet-dry vacuum cleaner. It would be nice for us to sit here and pretend that mankind has evolved to the point where we don't need this. We don't need to even consider this. But that's not true. They push gun violence as if it is a long-term threat to our health, our public health. The ideology of pushing gun violence is the malignant tumor here. Patrick Henry warned us a long time ago. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. There are those that have failed to heed that warning, and they're decomposing in mass graves around the world. Are we going to let this same thing happen to us? Are we willing to let that happen to our families? Are we going to stand by and watch the devolvement and the enslavement of the greatest nation in the United States? You know, around the world, a lot of people look at gun control and say, why would you have it? Not here. And a lot of people say, well, we're not like them, though. That's why we need to have it. Don't listen to the gun violence lie that would turn a well-armed citizenry into a bunch of subjects. We were never intended to be subjects. We're not built for that. We're not built for this. What they want to do is should not be allowed to stand. Bear that in mind. Every time you see something about gun violence, you're listening to propaganda. Goebbels would be proud. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. 27,000 square feet of warehouse space filled on a daily basis by three guys that have 80 years of ammunition procurement experience between them. Constant evolving circle, coming in, going out, shipping in. 50 million rounds on hand. That's perpetual motion, folks. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. You know where they... There's an argument being made, and this is really interesting to me. There's an argument being made that where they codify and make legal open carry of firearms, that if you get pulled by, you know, if somebody does something to you, if the cops do anything with you, that that is now also a Fourth Amendment violation. I'll give you an example. Coming out of Toledo, this is the case of Northrop versus the Toledo Police Department. On a midsummer evening, Sean and Denise Northrop went for a neighborhood walk with their daughter, grandson, and dog. They were in a happy-go-lucky mood. Sean wore a T-shirt wearing, "This is a shirt I wear when I don't care." He carried a mobile phone, which he had holstered on one hip, next to a black semi-automatic handgun. A passing motorcyclist stopped to complain about Sean's visible firearm. The stranger, Alan Rose, yelled, "You can't walk around with a gun like that." Denise responded that open carry is legal in Ohio. As they continued walking on their way, Denise and Rose exchanged increasingly unprintable words until he was out of view. When he got out of view, he called 911, reporting that there was a guy walking down the street with his dog and carrying a gun out in the open. The police eventually arrived. They ordered Northrop to stop, demanded that he turn over the gun, handcuffed him, and kept him handcuffed in a police car for 30 minutes. Eventually, they let him go, and all charges were dropped. Northrop sued, and the Sixth Circuit Court has allowed the case to go forward. Now, open carry laws, This is what law enforcement says. They say that they don't know who the bad guys are in open carry situations, which is completely ludicrous. Criminals don't carry guns in the open until they're robbing you. Then they're not only in the open, they're in your face, business end first. They say it puts them in an awkward situation from time to time. But in Ohio, the legislature there has decided that this is the law, that it is legal. Citizens there can be trusted with firearms on public streets. Ohio Revision Code, something, something, N.68,2923.125. The Toledo Police Department has no authority to disregard that decision. Not to mention the protections of the Fourth Amendment by detaining every, quotation mark, gunman, end quotation mark, who lawfully possesses a firearm and walks around with it on their hip. It has been clearly established that an officer needs evidence of criminality or dangerousness before he may detain and disarm a law-abiding citizen. So when this court came out and said, yes, this lawsuit can go forward, time to do the happy dance in Ohio. Police officer in question, Officer Bright, could not have reasonably suspected that Northrop needed to be disarmed. I know that criminals come in all shapes and sizes. And they do it all kinds of crazy ways, but most of them aren't doing it down the street, in the open, with their wife, with their grandbaby, and a dog. Walking. You know, to commit a crime, you have to have a victim, too. That's another thing. If they're not bothering anybody, they're, you know, how's that a crime? Police also initially suggested that Northrop was guilty of the Ohio crime of causing panic. But the court pointed out this wasn't so. You know, whenever I hear that, I think about that, what was it, City Slickers, when Jack Palance, Billy Crystal holds up the coffee grinder and hits it, and it sounds like a rattlesnake and causes the cattle to stampede. That's what I think about causing panic. The Ohio causing panic statute provides no person shall cause the evacuation of any public place or otherwise cause serious public inconvenience or alarm by doing any of the following: initiating or circulating a report or warning of an alleged or impending fire, explosion, crime, or other catastrophe, knowing that such a report is warning or false, threatening to commit any offense of violence, committing any offense with reckless disregard of the likelihood that its commission will cause serious public inconvenience or harm, or alarm, or cause alarm, or whatever, and walking down the street with a gun on your hip does none of those things. None of those are present there. And it didn't cause any serious inconvenience. The only inconvenience was a busybody on a bike who didn't know the law that rode by and wanted to interject himself into somebody else. He's a liberal. That's a liberal for you, folks. Anybody that's riding by, even though he probably wasn't riding with a helmet, he's probably out there saying, abate, abate. And at the same time, he sees something going on that's none of his business, has nothing to do with him. He sees it. He says, hey, you can't do that. He died and made you God, pal. The police are free to approach people and to ask them questions, even without reasonable suspicion that the people are violating the law. They can order a person to stop for a short time if they have a reasonable suspicion that the person is committing a crime or about to commit a crime. They can certainly disarm him and arrest him if they reasonably think that he is about to shoot them or if he's otherwise threatening them. Something that the police alleged here, but the court said, is a fact question for the jury. But to coercively stop a person and to handcuff that person, which is what happened in this case, the police do not have and did not have any such reasonable suspicion. And if all they see is somebody openly carrying a gun in a state in which the open carry of a gun is legal, the Fourth Amendment prevents them from searching and seizing that person. Period. Period. You can support open carry or oppose it. South Carolina is about to become the weirdest of states because there's a good chance that permitless carry may pass now that it's passed the House. And if that happens, everybody will be able to carry a gun without a permit, concealed, but no one will be able to carry it in the open. No other state exists with such a statute. We are the oddballs. We are the redheaded stepchild of the whole nation. But anyway, if open carry is legal, then when somebody rides up on you, when law enforcement rides up, when the authorities ride up on you. Now they are treading on the Second, they're treading on the Fourth Amendment at that point. If it's legal, I know cops don't. Right now in South Carolina, cops don't like the idea that some cops. Okay, there's plenty of them that do. But you know, the police one survey tells me that the majority of cops in the United States like you walking around strapped. They like that idea. It's the ones that don't that get the most press, though, because the press is complicit in wanting you disarmed and everything else. You're the little people. You're the unwashed. I don't know. There's never an answer for it, is there? There's never an answer for it. The fight just continues on and on. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Rob Morse. Now, Rob writes for Ammoland.com. He writes for Clash Daily, the Doug Giles website. And he writes some really good stuff. And we're going to talk about some of the things he's written here lately, just because I've been a big fan of Rob Morse for a long time. I called my girl Beth. I said, Beth, can you find Rob Morse? And she did it. So that's why me and Beth work. That's coming up next hour. Going into the last break on this hour. When we get back, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court looking at the San Francisco gun control scheme, the national U.S. Supreme Court is what I'm talking about here. That'll be interesting. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial.
For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot, they claim not to have the widest selection. I'll leave that up to you as to whether you think they have a wide selection or not. They certainly have the deepest one, though. Their depth is off the chart. If they have it on the website, it's in stock. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. In the 2008 decision in District of Columbia versus Heller, the U.S. Supreme Court, not only struck down Washington, D.C.'s handgun ban, it also struck down D.C.'s requirement that all firearms kept at home be unloaded and disassembled or bound by a trigger lock or similar device. According to the majority opinion of Justice Antonin Scalia, the individual rights secured by the Second Amendment void such requirements because it protects the right of the people to keep a lawful firearm in the home operable for the purpose of immediate self-defense. Yet, despite this unequivocal judgment, which invalidates this whole trigger lock regulation scheme for guns lawfully kept at home, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit voted last year to uphold a San Francisco gun control law, which requires that any handgun kept at home be stored in a locked container or disabled with a trigger lock, completely in defiance of the Heller decision. The existence of such requirements, the Ninth Circuit asserted in Jackson versus San Francisco, does not substantially burden the right or ability to use firearms for self-defense in the home. That's fine, guys. Get me the justices from the Ninth Circuit together. Let's all put them in a room. They can have the light on. They can have the box already unlocked, but they do have to open it. They do have to load it, and I'm going to be kicking in the door, and if I shoot them with a paintball, and if there's 9 of them, they can all be in the same room at the same time, and I'm going to have 9 paintball rounds, and when I kick in the door, they can show me how fast they can bring a gun into play, because I'm going to paint each and every one of them before they get the gun out and loaded. That's just the way it is. They have no idea what that of which they talk about. They are idiots when it comes to this. The judgment of the Ninth Circuit is wholly inconsistent and in defiance of what the Supreme Court said in Heller. So, the Supreme Court has to make a decision. Are they going to allow this to happen? They are, after all, supreme, right? We may find out, because recently they met in a private conference. Among the items scheduled for consideration is a petition filed by conservative lawyer Paul Clements seeking review of the Ninth Circuit's Jackson opinion. The petition observes that the decision below is impossible to reconcile with this court's decision in Heller. The Court of Appeals' conclusion that San Francisco may venture where this court forbade the District of Columbia to go is so patently wrong that summary reversal would be appropriate. Summary reversal means immediately overturning the Ninth Circuit without bothering to consider any additional briefing or hear any oral arguments on the case. They get sent to the corner. They're in a timeout. They're told to shut up. To some people, they would say, this is really drastic. This is not the way you do business. Well, it's not unprecedented. In June of 2012, for example, the Supreme Court summarily reversed a decision of the Montana Supreme Court, which upheld that a state's ban on corporate political spending in open defiance of the 2010 Citizens United decision. The question presented in this case is whether the upholding of Citizens United applies to Montana state law. There can be serious doubt that it does. And the same thing is true here. There's no serious doubt that the holding of Heller applies to San Francisco's control scheme. You know what I'm saying? Now, many of you sit out there and you go around, you're looking for places to look around and get some personal safety tips. So here's some generic considerations for your consideration that may keep you and your family safe. Now, of course, if you have a CCW or if you've taken a defensive pistol class or anything else, you know the importance of situational awareness. And the single most important thing that you can do to keep yourself safe is to raise your level of awareness. That means your head out of your phone. I just got an iPhone 6 Plus, which is gigantic. A long time ago, they would have called my phone a TV. And I can't, when I'm driving, I've got it in the pocket. I don't mess with it at all. So, you got to exercise a little bit of self-control there. You also have to exercise self-control when you're dealing with people. You have to think before you speak if you're being tugged in that direction. Here's the big thing, though. Here's the big thing. Lots of people out there believe in the concept of a fair fight. A fair fight. Recently, I have started carrying fountain pens. And what I like about a fountain pen is a fountain pen, most of them extend on either side of my fist. And they're hard enough to where if I grab them in the middle and I drive either end of this fountain pen into somebody's head or eye socket or temple or something else, it at the very least is going to do a little bit of disorienting, might incapacitate them altogether. That's not fair, but I don't care about fair. I care about winning. A fair fight is one that you win. If the idiot wants to attack you and he's laying on his back as he grabs at you, step on his neck. And don't worry about, hey, you stepped on his neck while he was laying down. Well, he grabbed my leg. I stopped the attack. You're surrounded by weapons every day. You are. You're surrounded by weapons every day. Ink pens, keys, ladies that carry a lot of stuff in their handbag, that's a bludgeon. Belts, your hands, your fists, your fingers, all kinds of stuff. You're surrounded by weapons. There is no such thing as a fair fight. A fair fight is the one you're going to win. If you can introduce a gun, somebody's coming up to you and saying, hey, I'm going to beat the living mud out of you, and you draw a gun on them, well, guess what? You won that fight. You don't have to shoot them. Just tell them to go away. Tell them to go away, or I will shoot you. But give consideration to the items around you. A rolled-up magazine, a credit card, wasp spray. That works. There's a lot of attacks that occur in diminished light. Carrying a quality flashlight at all times. Once again, it sticks out a little bit from your fist. I like those flashlights that have those jagged bezels on the end of them. You know, I just look at that and I just get happy because I'm just thinking, well, I can use it to illuminate my prey, and I do say prey, And then I can jam it in his eye socket. Oh, the duress I'm going to cause. 70% of convicted felons state that they would not have initiated their attack on a victim if their victim had verbally expressed their willingness to resist. Now, how do you do that? Ladies, unfortunately, it is not screaming. Screaming will call attention to it, but what you need to do after that is you need to get sort of tough with it. But and I'm not going to yell into the mic. But I mean, I was a sergeant in the military. I learned inflection. I had to yell commands, not yell at people. I wasn't a drill sergeant, but I was a sergeant. I would be talking to people in the wind and in a crowd and all this other stuff. So I learned how to project, and you can project. And what's the motivation for that? Think about this. If you're walking around and the only thing you want to bother is the barista at the Starbucks, and then somebody comes up and tries to attack you, that should make your blood boil. Somebody's trying to hurt you or your children or your wife or your husband or what, that should make your blood boil. Somebody's trying to abduct you. Somebody's trying to rape you. Somebody's willing to hurt you in a public place. Think about what they would do to you in a secluded place. You have a choice. You have a choice that you can make. It's a very clear-cut choice. You can choose to be a victim, or you can choose to fight. And once you choose to fight, you're already on your way. Because you will explore things. You'll look at different ways to fight. You'll look at different and you'll begin to understand what I say about fair fighting and about projection and everything else. Project. By all means, project. And if somebody comes up on you and starts something, take it as far as you got to go. Coming up next, Rob Morse. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.